Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Just a sweet, sweet fantasy. When I close my eyes.
Big star. Past and present. She's been around, what would you say, 20, 25 years? How long has Mariah Carey been?
Easily. Yeah. I feel like she started in 94-ish.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So she goes back, what, 32 years that would be, right?
No,
22 years. Thank you.
That was don't make me crazy.
Someplace in there, right? Mariah Carey is going to be joining the E! Lineup later this year with a new 8-part documentary series called Mariah's World, which will follow her as she tours around Europe and South Africa this year and plans her wedding. When is she getting married?
Obviously sometime this year. Her ring, though, I mean, it is gigantic.
She's
it makes Kim
some billionaire, right?
Yeah, it makes Kim Kardashian's ring look like a crumb from a piece of toast. I mean, her ring is huge.
What is this? Gets me back around, which is something that drives me crazy about women and diamonds and wearing stuff like that. It costs a lot of money. So what? What does that mean about your love for the other person? All it is a show. I mean, hardly look at
it. It means that if love fails, at least you have money to fall back on.
Right. You can sell the ring.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
We go. So this series called Mariah's World will consist of hour-long episodes, Richie. And according to Mariah, a more intimate glimpse. Good. Thank you, Doug. Intimate glimpse into her daily life. She has just started her tour going around Europe, South Africa. So no premiere date has been set for the series, but it will debut sometime in the fall as they'll put it together. It takes now, editing these shows is easier. They can do it faster. They can turn them around in a week or 10 days for the most part. So yet another focus on Mariah Carey. All right, now, another musical item, a tidbit here, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who like the TV show Nashville,
I love it.
I liked the movie was so strange, but it's been a while since.
Wait, which movie?
The movie Nashville? The TV show gets its origins. It was 75, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't even born yet.
I don't remember this movie.
You don't remember it?
I don't.
Uh-huh. Look at the stars, though, on it.
David Arkin, Barbara Baxley, Ned Beatty, Karen Black.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Karen Black.
Yeah. Carradine, Keith Carradine in it, too? Remember that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Very good. I remember that. He's now the president.
Shelley Duvall. Bennett Gibson.
Yeah, I mean, this was a fun, very weird.
Illinois Nazis.
weird movie, though, and got so much
Jeff
attention.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Bicycle Man.
I'm telling you. All right, so anyway, show Nashville coming back to ABC this week. You want to talk about it when you do the TV, say it again, Doug.
Sure.
The TV report in a few minutes.
I love Nashville.
All right. You know what other entertainment news is important today? Wow. People are talking about Indiana Jones. Because yesterday it was announced that Harrison Ford has made a deal with Steven Spielberg and the Walt Disney Company, which now owns the rights to pretty much everything in the world. They're going to do another, and this is, as far as I'm concerned, I can hardly wait. This is the kind of movie that I love. Indiana Jones' fifth film in the series will be opening July 19th, 2019. So they've already planned. They're going to start shooting it. It's going to take them a long time to get it to theaters. I would have thought this would be 20. Let's see if they shoot it this year. Why aren't they going to release it next year? They haven't done anything since 2008.
Right.
But it goes back to 1981, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Wow, this is very cool. Sean Connery was 59 when he played his father, Indiana Jones' father, in The Last Crusade in 1989.
But what happened to them passing that franchise off to the...
Shia LaBeoufy?
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. I guess Shia fell off and they just handed it back to Harrison Ford.
He turned into a weirdo, so I think maybe they just got away from him.
28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Think Green. Harrison with you.
Here in Vietnam, I'm eating in an everyday person's restaurant, unable really to understand everything on the menu. The vegetables on the menu are easy to discern, but anything in the meat category is not. Seems when populations are hungry, they'll resort to eating most anything that moves. The waiter is pushing yesterday's special, which turns out to be dog. Hard to believe this kind of stuff that we all think is urban legend back in the States, but quite true, it turns out. So I wriggle out politely enough, giving me gratitude for the plentiful food supply that we still enjoy in America.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You spend all of your time off with others? It can be a trap.
You'll be much happier if you reserve part of your free time just for you. You have to invest in your relationship with yourself like you would any other. Here are three ways.
First, converse. Listen to yourself, learn about yourself, and even talk to yourself, but not when others can hear you.
Second, refresh. Feed your soul with great literature, art, or music.
Third, dream. Think about what you want to change. Picture the changes in your mind.
Alone time can be uncomfortable at first, but most growth is. You will come to treasure this time.
So make time for you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.